You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We are taking a look at the importance of having the right kinds of investors in the investment landscape. And sometimes that right kind of investor comes in the form of a female-owned asset manager or fund manager investing in a female-led business. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the program manager for the African Women Impact Fund at Standard Bank, Toby Lefinga. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Toby, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start our conversation with the importance of having investors look at investments from a gender perspective. We don't often see this come up in the financial world and in the investment landscape, but let's start the conversation with the importance of thinking about this.
Thank you, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners, and thank you for having me. So if you look at South Africa as a landscape, we've made some significant progress when it comes to gender equalities, particularly from a legal and political representation. But when you look at, you know, the lived experiences of women, you know, the economic exclusion and labor inequality still persist. And what you then have is that a majority of women who are working age only own about 22% of SMEs in South Africa. And the issue there really is that traditional funding models do not cater for women SMEs. And so you find that women are highly concentrated in micro and informal businesses, even though, you know, there's research that shows out there that they are able to generate, you know, more profit than male-led enterprises. And so the importance really of looking at women fund managers as investors and asset allocators is that you want more women making those investment decisions, because you cannot talk about the prosperity of a country while ignoring, you know, the role of half of the population in driving our economy, because this is essential in driving inclusive growth and the overall sustainability and development of our country.
Tobile, what are some of the specific challenges that present themselves when we think about the financial services and financial landscape that might predominantly potentially affect women more than they affect men, or perhaps present themselves more in these sorts of conversations?
Thanks, Jimmy. I think a lot has to do with where we come from as a country. A lot of structural barriers do persist for women given their role in society. And so the biggest challenge really is access to funding. And if you look at traditional funding models, if you yourself approach a bank, there are certain things that are required from you, such as collateral and assets to put up against a loan. And it's really as simple as that, that a lot of women do not possess these assets that will allow them to access the finance. A lot of women do not possess networks, you know, within their own community that have that funding that will provide them with the necessary funding. So a lot of women don't have the necessary markets and the skills for their enterprise development. And really what then happens is, while there are a lot of women entrepreneurs who are starting out, they have a challenge in growing and scaling their businesses to get out of that informal sector. And you find that a lot of the times, and this is not just in South Africa, but across the continent, women are heavily entrenched within the informal sector, doing, you know, playing in the fields such as trade, personal care and hygiene. And you don't really get that progression from a small enterprise all the way to a medium and enterprise sectors.
Toby Lee, let's take a look at the importance or the role that fund managers play, and by extension, financial institutions like Standard Bank in this ecosystem. It's important to think about businesses, as you mentioned, at all levels, not just the larger corporations, but also not just the small startups. Take us through why having female-led asset managers and asset allocators then enhances the ecosystem for female entrepreneurs to build businesses.
So what I just spoke to is just the clear, you know, structural barriers that do exist. And in order for us to avoid reinforcing this, there must be some deliberate and targeted interventions that directly expand women's participation by improving women's access to finance. As I've mentioned, that's one of the most key, you know, gaps that do exist. And what we've seen from our own experiences and what research tells you is that women fund managers are twice as likely to invest in women enterprises. So when you support a woman fund manager, you do foster opportunities for investments to flow to women-owned and women-led enterprises. And so you need initiatives that are designed to be gender responsive in channeling, you know, the necessary funding that will then translate to broad-based economic opportunity. And that's what we see in a lot of the women fund managers who understand the realities and the lived experiences of women SMEs and are able to then provide tailored and more patient capital to women SMEs. And I think in a more practical sense, if you walk into a big boardroom and there's someone who looks like you that is in the boardroom, it does oftentimes allows and builds confidence in the women SMEs as well. So representation is a big, you know, gap that exists in the investment world. And having more women as fund managers and allocators really does balance the scale for a lot of the women SMEs.
Empowerment comes in many different forms, and if we are to truly move things forward as a country and as an economy, we need to think about all of the participants in that ecosystem and ensuring that everybody receives the support that they need. I think we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Program Director for the African Women Impact Fund at Standard Bank, Thobile Finga, for joining us to take a look at supporting female entrepreneurs and female asset managers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.